Good evening. Welcome to the Full Moon Meditation. I'm so delighted you decided to join us. We are really talking tonight about the sweetness of life and how beautiful and exciting and approaching life with a sense of curiosity. And we're so glad that you decided you want to take this journey with us. I'm Pat Krajovic from the Global Breath Institute and Ascension Breathing, and I'm here with my partner, David. And we're going to guide you on this little journey into joy.
And specifically, we want to address the topic of the sweetness of life. What does that really mean? What does it feel like when you experience or you are being the sweetness of life? What is the sweetness of life? Think about it. How often do we even go there and have that feeling? Can you think of a moment when you were just so happy that everything in your life just tasted sweet? Well, this is what happened to us just a little while ago when Pat happened to tear some ligaments in her ankle. And essentially, she was immobile, could not work because she could not stand. And she used her time very differently than perhaps others would. She used the time for self-reflection, for inner work. She read inspiring works by Chopra and Wayne Dyer. She meditated, she did breath work, and she went within. And so she did this day after day, week after week actually, until one day I noticed I started to call her sweetie. I'd never used that particular endearing term before. I'd use others, but never the word sweetie. And then about a week later, in a conversation with her, it came to me. I unconsciously and spontaneously started to use that word because that's what she was. She was sweeter. She was exuding the sweetness of life. She, through her own work, changed me. I had become sweeter. Isn't that interesting? I alone did nothing. She did it all, and yet I too changed as she became sweeter. And so it is how it works with inner life. When we change the outer cannot help but change, because the outer is always a reflection. It is an effect of the cause which is within each of us. So let's go back to that question. What is the sweetness of life? You know, as we reflect on that, it is an acceptance of life. It is a grace that is brought into your day. It is where all things are blessed. There's a patience and acceptance for everything. And because of that, there's really no judgment of anything. And when there's no judgment, there is peace, there is unity, and there is love. A person who is ego-based is driven and can be harsh. And there really is no room for sweetness in the ego mind. And so when you're tasting the sweetness of life, when you're experiencing that, you're out of your mind. You're out of your ego mind. And, you know, in many respects, one can sense that perhaps this is not power. The ego is the thing that gets things done. Well, the ego does tend to be more masculine, more doing energy. But this sweetness of life is an energy of seduction. It draws, it attracts to itself, it waits, it's patient, and it accepts nothing but love. And therefore, in the presence of the ego, many egos soften, many egos fall away. And this is how I too responded to her sweetness. My ego softened, and we were drawn closer to each other, became more intimate and connected. It's just magical. It really is.
You know, I totally agree with everything David said. And one of the challenges that I faced was I could, you know, whine and moan and be upset about the condition I found myself in, or
watch TV and eat bonbons.
Or I could do something more productive with the time, and I really wanted to do the latter. So what I would encourage you to do, and you know, our life is so busy. We have all these places we have to go and things we have to do, and we have jobs and families and shopping and cleaning and cooking and all of that. There's not much time for inner reflection, for inner work. But don't break your leg to get this time. What I would encourage you to do is set time apart in your day. Maybe it's getting up a little earlier in the morning or before you go to bed at night. But do set aside the time and do the inner work, do the reflection. Be really candidly honest with yourself about the places you're stuck and where you feel pain and where you feel fear. And if you have to go to a program, I think that's a great idea. Find a program with us or with someone else in your community and really commit to doing the work. And whenever you go to a workshop and you do the work, you feel better. But if you don't sustain the practice, the goodness that you achieved was experience, but it's gone. It's not something you're incorporating into your day. But when you make this a part of your life, make it a practice, you actually will start to see results. And then it gets easier and easier, and your commitment gets greater and greater to do the work. So I really encourage you to do that. And you will see your life change. And you will feel different in how you're showing up in your life.
Pat couldn't have said it better. And I can't overemphasize the change that we've seen in our lives. The peace, the joy, the grace, the ease, the joie de vivre, you know, the joy of life. And the sweetness of life. And so we just really encourage that. And let's just sit down and get ready to meditate now. And let's experience a little of that sweetness, okay? So take a deep breath, everyone, and let it out and just relax.
So find your comfortable place. If you're seated, feet flat on the floor, palms of your hands face up and just resting. Your arms are resting nicely in your lap. No muscle energies being recruited to support your body. Your head's neutral in line with your spine, and you're just comfortable. If you're lying down, just get comfortable. Put something under your knees to support your back. And let's just start to watch our breath. Breath flowing in and the breath flowing out. No exertion, no pushing or pulling. Everything's just quiet and soft and available. And we'll invoke now for divine blessing.
To the divine supreme God, the divine Father, and the divine Mother, to all the lords of light, the great beings, the ascended masters of light, the holy saints, holy gurus, the angels and archangels, and our spiritual teachers and guides, and to our higher soul, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your healing energies, that they may unwind the thoughts of the ego, so that we may taste the sweetness of life. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this unwinding. Thank you for this experience. We are ever so grateful. Amen.
Just starting now to connect the breath with no pause between the in-breath and out-breath. Breathing in a circle. Before the inhale's finished, the exhale's begun. And before the exhale's finished, the inhale's begun. Feeling your body lighten. Your mind start to quiet.
just focus on the breath. Feel the breath enter your body. Feel the life that comes from the breath. As you do, know that your body is enlivened. It is filled with even more life. Can you feel something beyond the physical? A force of unknown yet powerful origin. And consider that the breath you breathe is the breath that all of us have breathed. It unites us. Unites each of us on the planet with the animals. Unites us with the plants. Unites us with God. For God is in all. God is in the breath. Wisdom and light and love ride on the waves of the breath. Just simply let it in. Just breathe and let it in. Relax. Let the breath take you deeper. Safe. It is safe for me to go deep.
And it is safe for me to let go of every limiting belief I have that says I am not worthy of peace, of joy, of abundance, of health and prosperity in every aspect of my being.
I let go of the obstacles that are within my ego mind that keep me from tasting the sweetness of life. What is it that keeps me from tasting and being and sharing the sweetness of life? Let the thought arise within you. And let the breath float it to the surface of your consciousness. So you can be aware of a particular judgment or error thought that you now choose to let go. And as you're doing, do not judge this thought. It is merely a creation of yours that it's time now to let go of, because you, in your power, decided to create something different. You, in your power, in self-determination, have decided to create sweetness of life. Let it come. Let it flow. It's safe for it to surface, and it's safe for me to let go. As you let go, go deeper yet. Go deeper into the self, the true self. Thank you, Spirit, for showing us who we really are. Now, if I were experiencing the sweetness of life, how would that look in my life? What would the feelings be like? Who would I be sharing that with? Let these feelings rise to the surface. And if you can't think of or nothing comes to mind, just think of a time in your life when life was just precious and joyful, filled with happiness and laughter. Let this arise, and let the breath enliven this and grow these feelings to where they are expanding, radiating out into the body so that every cell is touched with this newfound life. The joy of life, the sweetness of life.
And place your attention on your heart and feel that love that is the heart space. Filling your chest, radiating out through every cell of your body. Expanding beyond your body, out into the world, touching everything and everyone, with acceptance, non-judgment, unconditional love. I am love. I am loving. And feel the truth of that in your body. Extending that love out to every living life form on this planet and in the universe. Nothing is but love. One with love. One with God.
There is nothing but oneness. Surrender to the sweetness of being one with all. And so it is. gently, quietly. Return your mind to your physical body. Observe the body, move the hands and feet. And let us give thanks to the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the beings of light, the Lords of Light, the Ascended Masters of Light, the Holy Saints and Holy Gurus, our spiritual teachers and guides in our higher soul. Thank you for clearing this error thinking that keeps us from tasting the sweetness of life. And thank you for this experience of that love, that radiance, that joy. We are ever grateful for the growing presence of you in our life as we radiate this out and go forward into our day as a beacon of peace and love, so that everything we encounter is so blessed. So it is. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for that experience. We really appreciate you joining us. And I think the important thing is to take upon what Pat said, is that developing a consistent practice is what gets you there. One event does not make a trend. No Olympic athlete ever got to the Olympics by just practicing once in a while. So it is with our spiritual practice. And over time, it doesn't become a practice. It becomes a part of who you are. And therefore, it doesn't seem like a task. It's just something that you are. And therefore, you be that, and you radiate that, and you share that. And joy is created for all that you encounter, including yourself and your loved ones. We invite you to do this meditation more than once, because it's out there for you to access it at any time. If you're not aware of it, we have other meditations that you can download, as well as this one, so that you can keep it in your library for access at any time by visiting our website at ascensionbreathing.com. Visit the store, and for a very small fee, you can download this meditation and many of our past meditations. And we invite you to do that to keep your practice consistent. And a variability of the themes is sometimes keeps it a little more interesting too. So that's a good thing to have, different themes to access each particular day or each particular week, however you choose to do that. So you can learn more, and in fact, we have an article about Pat's experience and a little bit more about what she did on our website, Ascension Breathing. You can meet us on Facebook at Ascension Breathing, and also, if you could sign up as a member of the Full Moon Meditation and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, that would be awesome, too. We have a retreat coming up in August in Big Rapids, Michigan. It's a weekend retreat, and we would wholeheartedly invite you to consider joining us there. Many do, and it's always a great time. We intersperse some meditation, some workout on the land. There's a labyrinth there. Perhaps we do that, some breath work, and some light yoga, perfect for beginners and experienced people alike. We'd ask you to consider that as an opportunity to relax, rejuvenate, renew, and remember the truth of who you are.
So please join us at the Inn at the Rustic Gate. It's the most amazing, magical, spiritual place. Starting at 5 o'clock on Friday, August 18th, and ending at noon on Sunday, August 20th. We would love to have you there. So again, the topic of the weekend is finding peace in times of chaos. And what could be more appropriate given what's going on in our world right now? We hope to see you there. It will be an amazing weekend. So thank you again for joining us for this meditation, and we'll see you next month. Namaste.
Namaste.